Chapter 34. Selene the dragon loomed over him. Her shadow covered him in a cloak of death.
"Pitiful dragon,"
she said, spitting green fire.
"Just pitiful."
Swollen, bloody, and with a mind full of mud, Nath fought his way back to his feet and faced off with her, swaying.
"You are no dragon,"
she said.
"You are a disgrace. You are a little worm. Nath, worm."
Her words stung. If he had Fang, he'd ram him through her chest. Instead, she played with him as a cat toys with a mouse. He'd be angrier if he had more energy.
"Are you tired, Nathworm?"
she said, sliding her head from side to side.
"Tired? And you haven't even put up a fight yet."
She flicked him in the chest with her claws, knocking him back down.
"Crawl into the ground and sleep with your brethren, O Worm Prince."
He put his fist to the ground and rose again. His mind began thinking.
"I should be dead, yet I live.
I'm a dragon,"
he said. Selene stuck her face in his and said,
"No, I am a dragon. You are a scaly worm."
Nath struck her in the nose. She reeled back.
"You dare?"
Her chest expanded and glowed. Something ignited in Nath. A deeper furnace now burned within. His mind triggered a mystery, and his thoughts shouted,
"I am a dragon! I am a dragon! I'm a dragon!"
Selene slapped him across the grass and dropped her foot down on his chest. She glared down at him and said,
"I'm going to rip you apart!"
Nath shot her a fierce grin and said,
"No, you are not! I'm a dragon!"
He slammed his fists into the ground, shot fire from his mouth. Selene recoiled back, dodging the flames. Nath bounced up to his feet.
"I'm a dragon, the same as she."
Selene shot another blast of green fire at him. Nath blasted his own, bright red. Fires collided, gushing flames from both mouths. A great plume of blue fire erupted between them.
"I'm the dragon!"
Nath kept breathing. With every passing second, he felt bigger and stronger. His limbs stretched. His head rose taller. The flames kept gushing out. Selene smiled on the other side of the flames. She extinguished her fires and jumped away. Nath cut his own flames out and stared down at the charred circle of grass. It seemed so far down. Everything seemed smaller. Even Selene. She prowled over the grass with her neck hanging low. Her dragon eyes were wary. She hissed. Her tongue flicked out of her mouth. Something swooshed over the ground behind him. He jerked his neck around. A great tail and wings lurked behind him.
"Gah!"
he said, leaping and landing hard on the ground. He circled in the grass, chasing after the tail. His neck stretched behind the wings.
"Oh, my!"
He stopped, focused, beat his wings. His own wings.
"Oh, my!"
A great thrill shot through him. He eyed Selene.
"Worms can't fly, but dragons can,"
she said.
"Fly, dragon, fly!"
He stretched his wings out. Grand and beautiful they were. Their thin dragon skin glowed in the setting sun. He flapped them and took off running. Nath's talons lifted from the ground. He soared over the fields and up toward the mountains. No words could describe it. There was peace. There was power. The wind lifting him higher and higher. He could see everything for miles and miles. Towns, farms, animals, people. He caught it all. He cut through the clouds. Looped, barrel rolled, blasted through flocks of birds. He spied a lake of crystal clear water and glided for it, half landing, half crashing into the ground. He shook it off, strolling his great form into the waters and staring at his reflection. The water settled, and his image became clear. Great horns crowned his head. His eyes were living gold. The scales over his face revealed only a shade of the man he once saw in the mirror. Black scales traced in white coated his entire mammoth body. Nath knew this much. He was all dragon. He turned. Selene landed in the grass by the lake and he said,
"You meant for this?"
"I did,"
she said.
"You had buried deep inside of you what should have come out long ago."
"That's why you had Kryzak try to kill me? Wanting this outcome?"
"That was one step."
"And this was step two? You trying to kill me as well?"
"No,"
she said.
"I was merely trying to beat you into turning dragon. You, however, seemed determined to die. Good thing you're tougher than you look. I had started to worry."
Nath waded back out of the waters, drew closer to Selene, and slashed his tail across her face. She gasped.
"Oh, why did you..."
His gold eyes narrowed.
"Don't you ever call me a worm again!"